Blog Talk Radio.
For God is so worthy to be praised. In Mark 16, the 16th chapter, and the 4th verse, it says, "And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great." Again, Mark 16, the 4th verse, "And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great." I bring you word, body of Christ. Think about the sadness and the sorrow of the children of Israel, the disciples that were following Christ. That stone being placed over that tomb said, all your hope is gone. All your healing, your deliverance, your truth is gone. It's over. The thought that you even had, the sight that you had, the correspondence that you had, every connection that you had with God in the flesh, in the earth, is gone, and the stone blocked access is over. It said it's sealed. But then when you get to Mark the 16th chapter, the 4th verse, it says, "And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great." So I bring you a prophetic word, body of Christ, the true body of Christ. I know that your churches have been overrun and flooded by imposters. And the imposters need to get saved, because they will be exposed soon. For this is a time of signs and wonders in the church. So I just tell you, I bring you news, body of Christ. You who have been bemoaning and wailing for the righteousness, for Rachel and her children, weeping for the children, weeping for the nation, weeping for righteousness. You, I come to bring you word. Look, look and see, because they have to look and see that stone that blocked them from their Savior, that stone that blocked them from miracles, signs of wonders and power, the healings and deliverance, they had to look and see that stone had been rolled away. So I bring you word, open up your eyes, body of Christ, and look, for the stone that the enemy put as a blockage before you and before the people, that stone is rolled away. And your Savior, He is risen. The anointing is risen in your house. The anointing is risen back in your church. The power of God is coming back to the house. And there will be a separation made. And there will be a stand made for who is on God's side. And there will be dreams. And there will be revelations. And there will be confirmations. And the anointing shall hit the house as it was in the New Testament church. And the power of God is coming back into the house. And no longer will the sheep be blinded by wolves with sheep's clothing on. But I declare and decree in this hour that the children of Zion shall open up their eyes and look, see the stone rolled away, and the power of God begin to hit the house and resurrect in power. And then the remnant, the remaining, even those that are left on the outside, for it is the hour to bring them back. And surely as this word is true, surely you shall see some fall that you thought were Christians, but God gave them space to repent, but they would none of me, and they were none of me, and they wouldn't repent, and so they began to drop like flies. So the Spirit of the living God says, every imposter that is in the house, begin to repent. I'm giving you space right now. Repent, repent, turn, but repentance means you must confess. You must confess all you've done to my people, and then you shall enter in. For there is only one doorway that you can enter in, and that doorway is Christ. It is not falsehood. It is not Satan. It is not witch doctors. For power that looks like Christ. For there is only one doorway that you must enter in. But I give you space to repent. And if you enter into my door, and you repent, you confess, then you shall be one of mine. For this is the hour that God is making a separation in his house. Look, as they did in Mark the 16th chapter, the 4th verse, and see that the stone that the enemy placed before your Savior is rolled away. Hey, glory be to God.
I hear the Spirit of the Most High God saying, and some leaders you have done wrong, and you have been in error for many years, some of you 10 years, some for quite a while, and you even know it, and you keep praying prayers, I'm going to get it right, I'm going to change this, I'm going to fix this. For this is the hour for you to bring that thing under subjection to the Almighty God. For this is the day. This is the day. This is the season of your deliverance. This is the time that that thing must break. For God is calling his people back to holiness. Some have fallen away to a false gospel. Some have fallen away to flesh. Some have fallen away to filthy lucre. But God is calling his children back to a place of holiness where it is line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. And so some will come now in this season, in this hour. Some will be delivered even now in this season, in this hour. You have hidden it from the body for a while. Some have had night terrors and dreams. God troubling them, calling them and telling them to repent in their sleep. But everybody speaks well of you, and no one knows of the era that you're in. While I say this is the hour and the season for you to turn, go back to your first love, go back into prayer. Go back into the fire, the Holy Ghost fire, the refining fire. Apostles, prophets, teachers, evangelists. For God is looking at the condition of his church, and he is holding his people responsible, but he is giving you a season in this hour, at this time, a space to repent. Hey, hallelujah. Father, we give you glory for your mercy. We give you glory for this deliverance. We give you glory for your power. We give you glory for fresh wind. Fresh wind to your leaders, fresh wind to your children, fresh wind to the body of Christ. Hey, Father, we give you glory for your Spirit that is coming over your church to purge in tears. And those who were unable to find a place of repentance, you are having mercy now, and they will be able to have one more opportunity and find that place of repentance and cry before you and be purged clean and be restored back into the sheepfold. Surely in this season, in this hour, you are calling your children back. And shortly after this time of refreshing and deliverance and reconnection and empowerment to your people, there shall be a judgment. But many who have been in error shall miss that judgment. For in this season, in this hour, they shall repent. And Father, we give you glory for this mercy right now, the reconnecting power and the space to repent. And Father, we pray, I pray even now over the hearts of the people that know that this word is for them, that their hearts will be submitted before you, that they that you would give them the courage to repent and the courage to be clean before you and the courage to walk separate, holy, consecrated, and that they would, in their heart, you would place the respect of the covenant, respect for the covenant, respect of the covenant. I thank you, Father, for showering your people with mercy and grace. I thank you for renewing in them the right mind and the right spirit before you, and causing their walk to align with the words, with the sound, with the movement, with the glory of heaven. That every satanic hold be broken off of them now. That they will look and see that every stone is rolled away. And Father, we give you glory now, for your hand, your power, and your wisdom, your mercy. Peace, peace, peace in every situation. Those who have addictions, let your peace come in. Peace over that part of their brain that has a hunger for that addiction. I speak peace, be still. A deliverance now. Peace be still. Pastors, apostles, preachers, prophets, peace over the right and left hemisphere of your mind. Peace that would overcome, that would surpass all understanding. Peace, even in that angry situation, that hurtful situation in your heart, let there be peace that surpass all understanding, the peace of the Almighty God, that you would come out washed and renewed and ready to deposit the true, accurate word from God. For some have not heard a word from God in years, but I declare and decree after this reconnection, after the repentance and the reconnection, the purging, that you shall hear from God again. God, let your glory fall on your people. Glory fall now. God, let your glory fall on your people. Glory fall now. Let your glory fall, Most High God. Let your glory fall, glory fall now. Let your glory fall, glory fall now. God on your people, And may the glory of God be imparted into your life. May your prayer life be resurrected. May your passion for God, your zeal for his kingdom, be resurrected now. And may the pain in your heart be healed. Peace to you. Look and see. The stone is rolled away, my people.